From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelton Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Yeah. Welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. It's popping every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight. The Mosh Gelton Show is here. I am your host, Mosh Gelton. It's going to be a crazy show tonight. And I just wanted to say welcome to the Mosh Gelton Show. You are listening to Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. This is where local music lives, right? And I'm saying it is Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. And yesterday was President's Day. Like I said, I am your host, Mosh Gelton. And with me, I have my co-host,
Beatbox Bob.
And with me and Beatbox Bob today, we have the man, the myth, and the legend,
Schmitty.
And with me and Schmitty and Beatbox Bob, there's always the effervescent and distinguished
Mike E.
And we're getting down right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete. Gonna be a crazy show. Gonna be a banger tonight, right? We've got a little music tournament. I call this Mosh's Weird Choices. We're gonna put some songs up. We're gonna have a little tournament, little 8-man bracket tournament. We're gonna see which song prevails as the best song of the 8. And of course, we've got according to a song lyric and lots of other stuff popping. It's gonna be crazy, man. I'm super stoked. You know, right here on Sunshine. Could use 2 hours. We could really use 2 hours.
Two hours.
Oh, man. I'm super stoked. It's been a wild, wild week, but we're getting right back into it now. So a lot of stuff is popping off tonight, man. You guys aren't even used to it. And by the way, on my other shows that I do, I usually got a bunch of sponsors and stuff, but I don't have to say sponsors. So I just did the intro, bro. That's it.
That's it?
That's the intro.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, I can literally just, that's it. We're here.
Love it.
How you doing, Beatbox Bob?
Can't complain, Mosh. How are you?
You can't complain or you will not complain?
Can't.
Why can't you?
Because I refuse.
I refuse, I refuse, I refuse.
Whoa, I never meant to brag, but I got him when I want him now. Whoa, it was never my intention to brag.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good show tonight, man. You know, usually we'll have a couple of local songs playing, but tonight we're doing something a little different with this music tournament. Schmitty, man, how are you doing?
Good, brother. How are you?
I'm doing fairly well, man. Anything exciting happen with your week?
No, this week so far has been just another beginning of the week. Looking forward to the hump day.
Hump day, hump day, man. I love it.
Yeah.
Mikey Flaw, bro. Welcome.
Thank you.
How you doing, buddy?
I think I broke my toe.
How on earth, Mikey, did you break your toe?
Have you ever like walked through the house and it was dark and you knew where something was or you thought you would clear it and you don't, and there goes the pinky toe.
Oh yeah. Oof. How long have you lived at this dwelling?
Almost 19 years.
Oh man, when you hit your toe, did you hear this in your head?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that.
Mikey stubs his toe. I feel like, is that like the Batman? I feel like Batman's going to come through the wall when I play that.
Man, that's
it's like
good
the pow when they say pow.
Yeah, pow. Zam. Yeah,
there you go.
Bam.
Kazam.
Wow.
I feel like ZZ Top got their start from stubbing their toe.
I don't know much about ZZ Top, unfortunately. I must confess, but I believe what you said was probably ZZ. What is ZZ Top?
They're, you know, a couple of bearded guys, and they just Texas. They're from Texas.
Country?
No, just like rock.
How?
A little soul.
Every girl crazy about a sharp dress,
yeah,
man.
There's one.
Oh, that's, yeah. ZZ Top.
Yeah.
That's like, is that like
Sharp Dress Man? Yep.
Yeah, that's their biggest one.
Yeah.
There's a
LaGrange.
There's another.
There's a company that uses that song. What's the company that uses that song?
Which one? Sharp Dress Man?
Yeah.
That's Burlington Coat Factory.
Oh, it's a clothing company that uses it.
I think it's either Burlington Coat Factory or it's Men's Warehouse.
I feel like that would be used many times over and over.
They, certain advertisers kind of have specific monikers that they can copyright for advertisement purchases.
Keeps the checks coming.
Sounds like Men's Warehouse.
I think it's Men's Warehouse, but I could be wrong.
It definitely sounds. I know that ladies go crazy for a sharp dressed man, and as long as their name is not a Mikey, fly, fly, fly. Yeah, that's ZZ Top. I didn't know that that was ZZ Top, but now I do, man. Before we get, because we're going to get into this tournament pretty quick, but I was just thinking about something, and they're like, oh, Mosh, you're going to say something that doesn't have to do with music? Yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm going to talk about something, and it's not even a big deal, but I was just thinking. I got a question to ask you, Bobby.
I got an answer for you.
If you were trying to get the most amount of drug addicts and alcoholics to recidivize, to get off alcohol, say they get off alcohol and drugs.
Right.
And you got a group and you don't know who's who, and but you're trying to find these people and get them all back on drugs or alcohol. What would you do?
Ooh. Kind of just put them all in the same room together?
Yeah. Did we talk about this?
Maybe.
Dude, I was just thinking about, and look, I'm not, a lot of people I know, Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous has helped them out, and I'd love the steps. I love the steps of the program, but if you asked me how to get the most amount of drug addicts and alcoholics to re-offend with the drugs and the alcohol, you would get them all in a room, and you would tell them to talk about their alcohol and drug use.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the NAAA. I think the premise is weird, bro.
Well, so, like, there's a lot of different formats in there, but I'm going to try to keep this short as possible. But, you know, in meetings and stuff like that, a lot of people are actually frowned upon about talking about their drug use, particularly more than they are talking about the things that they, you know, are dealing with that might lead them into, you know, doing the drugs.
What's your point with that?
Well, what I'm saying is that they're not talking about their actual drug use in those meetings more than they're talking about, hey, like, I'm feeling weak because of XYZ, and I'm saying this to get this off my chest so that I can feel a little better. Maybe you can approach me after the meeting is up so that way we can have a conversation one-on-one.
And what usually happens is approach me after the meeting's up because I can get the fire, bro. I get that gas. Let's start doing drugs again.
Oh, true.
I hate drugs, man. You ever did AA?
I've went to some of those meetings, and they do talk about drugs. I mean, usually when people come in there, they stand up and they tell their whole little story going on. I think it's a good thing, though, because everyone can relate, which makes it easy to talk about, because as Bob mentioned, a lot of people are frowned upon for having that past, even though a lot of people do. So having people together, it's a good thing, but it could be very toxic if you're trying to change them all back to being addicts, to walk in one place like that and have everybody discussing their alcoholism with free alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
It's a weird premise, man. It's such a weird premise. Get all the alcoholics and drug addicts in the same room. That doesn't make any sense, guys. Dr. Bob, is that his name or Bill?
Yeah, Dr. Bob and then Bill as well.
Yeah. Weird idea. I'm not sure. It was weirder than a Grammy performance by Sam Smith.
Facts, brother.
Did I get his name right?
You said it. Yeah, you said it right.
So I just wanted to get that off of my chest, like breast reduction, man. Check me out, bro. All right, so we got an hour, so we got to get into the stuff.
That was a good one, by the way.
I stole it from a song.
It was clever.
Immortal Technique. I just had to get that stress off my chest, like breast reduction. You mother are nothing. You can't harm me. I resurrect every aborted babe. Boop, ba doop, bum, bum, bum. See? I didn't say nothing crazy, but look, what we're going to do is we got a music tournament. I got eight songs.
All right.
Right? And we're going to pit them up against each other, you know, NCAA style, NAACP, UNICEF. What is it? NCAA. That's right.
BLM?
BLM, ALM, ALS, DWC, PVC, 3D, HEBGB, staying alive. All right, we're getting into a tangent here. All right, but here's what. So I'm going to start. This tournament I dubbed Mosh's Weird Choices That Are Kinda Mellow. These eight songs are Mosh's Weird Choices That Are Kinda Mellow.
Okay.
You guys ready to narrow these down?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Let's
get
do
him
it
down. I'm ready.
Let me sound off just so we're ready. Oh, we're so ready. All right, the first song in the tournament.
Hanging around downtown by myself.
Yeah, y'all know about this, right?
Yeah.
Who is it?
Think
about myself, and there she was, like double cherry pie. Yet there she was, like disco superfly.
I smell sex in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's that lounging in?
In my chair.
Who's that casting?
Devious stares in my
direction. Mama, the show
is a.
That's Marcy's Playground Sex and Candy, bro. Great song. Banger. It is. I kind of described it right. It is a weird choice that's kind of mellow.
Fair.
Okay, so that one's going head up. We're going to have to figure out which one's better. Is it Marcy's Playground, Sex and Candy, or is it? Yeah. Do you know what it is? Let's just skip ahead a little bit.
Oh, yes, I'm Ebert, and you're getting two thumbs up. You've had enough of two-hand touch. You want it rough. You're out of bounds. I want you smothered. Want you covered like my waffle house.
You know the song?
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. So let's do it like we do on the Discovery Channel.
Mikey Fla, if you had to pick one to continue into the tournament, would it be Marcy's Playground, Sex and Candy, or would it be The Bad Touch by Bloodhound Gang?
Definitely Sex and Candy.
Sex and Candy. One for Sex and Candy from Mikey Fla. Schmitty. Which one do you prefer? Do you prefer Marcy's Playground or do you prefer Bloodhound Gang?
Marcy's Playground.
Fair enough. Beatbox Bob, what do you
Bloodhound
say?
Bloodhound Gang.
You're a Bloodhound Ganger.
All day, every day.
Put your hands down my pants and you know you'll feel nuts. Yeah, it's a good song, but I got to go Marcy's Playground, man. Marcy's Playground takes it. The Bad Touch has been eliminated, so Marcy's Playground will go on to the quarterfinals. Great song. Now we're going to put these two songs up together. You tell me which one you guys like better. We're just going to start it kind of somewhere in here. Beck's Loser.
Yeah.
It's a banger. That's a banger. So we got Beck's Loser, but Beck's Loser is going up against... Everybody knows Beck's Loser?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Beck's Loser is going head up with...
Show to everybody till it bit him in the finger, then he killed it with a shoddy. Sally used to try to hide her righteous indignation till they caught her being passive and they kicked her out the basement. Sally hated Stevie for what Stevie did to Timmy, for what Timmy did to Stevie, for what Stevie did to Johnny.
Mosh, Jelton, and DJ Eddie Valiant's Johnny. Okay, I'm going to go first. Now, I'm a big fan of Johnny that we did. Me and DJ Eddie Valiant did do the song. That is my own song. So I would be an ass if I picked my own song. So I'm definitely going to go with Johnny. Johnny, I believe, goes through above Beck. Schmitty.
I'm going to go Beck, bro.
Yeah. I appreciate you, bro.
No, I'm just joking, bro.
No. You went Beck. You went Beck. Schmitty went Beck. Schmitty doesn't even want to pick my song. It's my song. I run this show, and you pick Beck. That's cool. Beatbox.
I love you.
I love you too, baby.
I genuinely actually like Johnny better.
Do you really?
Yeah, like honestly, I'm not just sucking up. I actually genuinely like that song better.
You like Johnny better? You like a little bit of a...
Never fear, Johnny's here, taking your complaints.
It's a banger, though.
It is really good.
A banger.
It's actually solid.
Hey, Mike, will you hand me that tissue? Bob's got something on his nose.
Is that a brown nose reference?
A little bit.
That was a crappy joke.
I thought it was good. I'm going to give him a... So, Mikey Fla, it's down to you. We got one for Beck, two for Johnny.
I got to go with Beck.
He goes with Beck.
I don't need a tissue.
Well, since I picked my own jam and we've got a tie, Johnny loses. That's fine. Johnny can lose. We'll go with Beck. Beck wins. It'll be Beck and Marcy's Playground after this.
But we've got two more to pair up, and we got to see how these are going to go. And these are all pretty much mellow, weird songs. I feel like I described it pretty perfectly here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's check out this song right here.
Marky got with Sharon, and Sharon got Sharuda. She was sharing Sharon's outlook on the topic of disease. Mikey had a facial scar, and Bobby was a racist. They were all in love with dying. They were doing it in Texas.
That is that would be Pepper by Butthole. Wait, let me just hear some. This is Pepper by Butthole Surfer.
Tommy played piano like a kid out in the rain, and then he lost his leg in Dallas. He was dancing with the train.
It's not, but what about this?
Another warrior gets slain, another woman faints, but Johnny never.
It sounded much more similar.
They were all in love with dying. They were drinking from a fountain.
It's like I stole it. Okay, so that one is Butthole Surfer's Pepper. And that one's going up against something you guys may have heard before. Feel Good Inc. by the Gorillaz. So we have Feel Good Inc. going head up versus Butthole Surfer's Pepper. Beatbox Bob, what say you?
Feel Good Inc. for sure. All the way. Every day for the rest of my life.
Feel Good Inc.
That's my regular rotation.
It's a dope track. I like Pepper better, so we got one for Pepper, one for Feel Good Inc. Schmitty.
I'm going to go with Feel Good Inc. I'm going to go with that.
Close. Mikey Flaw again. What do you say? Butthole Surfer's Pepper or Feel Good Inc. Gorillaz?
I like the Gorillaz.
Feel Good Inc. takes it. Butthole Surfer's is gone. Okay. So let's see who Feel Good Inc. is going to go up against. There's only two more songs left in this tournament, and we're going to rock them and we're going to roll them. So without further ado. Anybody know who sings that?
What's his name?
What It's Like, Everlast.
Everlast. That's
Everlast.
A great song, though.
It's a banger. Everlast's What It's Like going up against the last song in this tournament. I got you. I did y'all dirty on that one.
Rude.
Everybody knows this song. Bittersweet Symphony. Is it going to be Bittersweet Symphony, or is it going to be Everlast's What It's Like? Mikey Flaw, what say you? Verve Pipe by Bittersweet Symphony, or Bittersweet Symphony by Verve Pipe, or is it going to be Everlast's What It's Like?
I'd have to go with Everlast.
Mikey Flaw jumps on and snatches the old Everlast. Schmitty, Everlast or Bittersweet Symphony?
Bittersweet Symphony.
Beatbox Bob.
You already know, man. It's Bittersweet Symphony.
It's definitely Bittersweet Symphony. I agree.
It wasn't great even song. Yeah. As soon as it came on, I was like,
I like Everlast.
It's good, but
Bittersweet Symphony's a banger. So now we got to hash this stuff out here. So what are we going to do here? Are we doing Marcy's Playground? Do you think Marcy's Playground, Bob, is better than Beck's Loser?
No.
So you're going to contend that Beck's Loser takes the cake on that versus Marcy's Playground?
Correct.
Okay, so we got one for Beck's Loser and none for Marcy's Playground. Oh, that's a hard one for me, man. Oh, I smell sex and candy. And then so I walk in. No, it's definitely Loser. It's definitely Loser, bro.
I mean, Beefcake Pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Come on, man.
It's just too good, bro. It's too good. Mikey Flaw, what say you? Do you prefer Beck's Loser or Marcy's Playground Sex and Candy?
I like them both, but Beck's Loser, I'd have to choose.
And Schmitty?
I would go with Loser as well.
Loser. Seems to take the shake. Beck's Loser is going into the finals, but who's he going against? And it's either going to be Feel Good Inc. by the Gorillaz or Bittersweet Symphony. Now, in this case, I will go with Gorillaz Feel Good Inc. I think Feel Good Inc. is better than Bittersweet Symphony. I jam it, like you said, that's in rotation. I love Verb Pipe. Bittersweet Symphony. Oh, I almost want to change my vote, but I won't do that. Schmitty, Feel Good Inc. or Bittersweet Symphony?
Bittersweet Symphony.
Ooh, close match here. Mikey Flaw, Feel Good Inc. or Bittersweet Symphony?
I'm going to stick with the Gorillaz.
Very nice. Feel Good. My Beatbox Bob, Feel Good Inc. or Bittersweet Symphony?
Gorillaz.
Gorillaz. You guys know how to do this show. I like it. I like you guys. All right. Well, we got two songs, and they're in the finals right now. It's going to be either Beck's Loser or the Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc. Now, I'm Schmitty. What do you like better, Beck's Loser or Feel Good Inc. by the Gorillaz?
Beck's Loser.
Schmitty says Beck's Loser. Beatbox Bob, what about you? Is it Beck's Loser or is it Bittersweet Symphony?
I like them both equally for different reasons. Man. Feel Good.
Feel Good. Feel Good.
That's more in my rotation. Yeah.
Okay. Feel Good. So we get to almost, it's a tie right now. One for Beck's Loser and one for Bittersweet Symphony. It's down to myself and Mikey Flaw. Mikey Flaw, what say you? Is it going to be Feel Good Inc.? Or what is, what are the two? Beck's Feel Loser and Feel Good Inc. Is it going to be Beck's Loser or Feel Good Inc.?
Yeah, we're the Gorillaz, are, right? We're still talking about that?
Yeah, did I ask you about Bittersweet Symphony just a minute ago?
No.
Over you Gorillaz,
said,
you
yeah, did. Yeah, he said the Gorillaz. Right?
He said Gorillaz.
Yeah, Gorillaz, yeah.
So it's Beck and it's the Gorillaz. So yeah. What does say you, Mikey Flaw?
Yeah, definitely the Gorillaz. Yep.
The Gorillaz, you're going Gorillaz. So yep. Two for the Gorillaz, none for Beck's Loser. Schmitty, Beck's Loser or Gorillaz Feel Good?
Beck's Loser. I said that right off.
Yeah, yeah. That was the thing. It was already stated.
And so I can either make it a tie or I can put Feel Good Inc. over. And I definitely like Beck's Loser better than Feel Good Inc. I definitely. So we do have a tie. The tie is between in the finals right here. Beck's Loser versus Feel Good Inc. from Gorillaz. So how we're going to decide this is... Mikey, I'm thinking of a number. I'm thinking of a number 1, 2. Hold on. Let me write it down. I don't want anybody to think I'm cheating. Let me get this down. All right. I'm thinking of a number 1 through 10, Mikey. And I'm thinking of three numbers. And they're all 1 through 30. What are the three numbers?
That changed quick. Okay, 7.
Beck's Loser wins! Barrels through. Barrels right through. So why don't you kill me? Beck's Loser takes the cake. I'm a loser, baby. So why don't you kill me? Yo, bro. Beck's Loser is a banging song. Forces of Evil and a Bozo Nightmare. Banned all the music with a phony gas chamber. I think that's actually anti-Semitic to say. But
things are going to change. I can feel it.
So, oh, I love the song. I love the song. So Beck's Loser wins, man.
All right.
You happy with that?
No.
Well, too bad, man, because that's what it was. If Mikey would have picked the damn numbers quicker, we would have been able to get to it.
Mikey.
The most common number is 7.
The most common number in any series of numbers is 1.
No, I'm not, you know, I'm just saying the people that they think when they say pick a number between 1 and 10, usually it's a 7. Mm. That's what I've heard.
Show me the data, bro. You got polls, statistics on that?
Yeah, I'll pull that up.
You pull out your poll? You're going to pull your poll out right now and let us know the facts?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
You're going to pull your poll out and look it up?
I have to look it up.
Because there's a lot of polls, you know what I'm saying? And some polls, they're not as real as others. I don't even believe in some polls.
Depends on how many people are in the poll.
There's a lot of people in the poll. And some polls, it doesn't take a lot to do the polls. Some polls are long and drawn out. And, you know,
some are very
I don't know who's running the poll, but, I mean, there's always a head of the poll. Somebody's the head of the poll, right?
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully Ukraine and Russia don't. There's no Poles, because like Poland, Poland.
Oh, yeah. Well,
can you call Polish people Poles, or is that racist?
That could be. It could be a little racist. You might get shafted for it.
Doesn't that right? Be the same thing as calling a Jew, you know, Jewish people a Jew?
No.
Do you have to be a Jewish person to say that?
No, but it's different.
Okay, but people from Poland, it's just shorter.
Right? Well, kind of, but then, like, there's also, you know, this other, it's like a slur for them as well.
Oh, so it's derogatory.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike.
Like a, and I'm a, so I can say that.
Bro,
what?
You can totally not say that.
Sure I can.
Bro. No, you cannot. You're going to have to cut that.
Without papers? That's what it is.
He's Italian.
Yeah, and it was without papers.
We can't say that.
You can, that's you can say Italian slang phrases. Yeah. Nobody gets in trouble for that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the others.
All right. Y'all can run it. I'll let it roll. I'm pretty. I know a lot about this biz.
You don't think you can
gonna
say
look it up.
Papers?
I'm going to look it up right now.
I don't think you could say racial slurs, no.
But I don't think that's a...
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely a racial.
It's definitely an equivalent.
But you're Italian.
Yeah, right.
Maybe so we can get away with
that's
it.
That's why I know this.
Yeah.
Moving right along, bro. We got to move. We're moving right along. I don't even know what I was talking about. You could say whatever you want. I was just joking. It was just playing it up for radio, bro. We could say that. We know we could say that, bro. Stop. Y'all are getting too scared on me, bro. This is just, dude, it's 11 p.m. to midnight, bro. If you want to go to Burger King, get yourself a Whopper. I don't mind that. I'm saying I don't mind, bro. You play video games, Mikey Flott?
Absolutely not. Nothing. I used to when I was younger.
What system?
Super Nintendo was the last one I had. Super Mario Brothers.
What's your favorite game of all time, bro?
That would have to be like arcade and Super Miss Pac-Man. Table version.
That sounds like some old man games, bro.
It was the shiz back in the day.
You can say shiz.
Yeah.
Shiz is perfectly fine. What you can't say is because if you do that, then we'll get in trouble. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to do that. My favorite game of all time. You got something you want
to
say, Bob?
Yeah, I was just going to interject the results of my search on that particular phrase, and that's an absolute no.
Yeah, of course you can't say that.
Solid cutoff.
Of course you can't say that. I mean, it's obvious. But, I mean, I was going to try to run past it and then not. Maybe we could just so he didn't have, you know what I'm saying? But whatever. Of course, you can't say that. We know now. So,
what's your favorite game?
Thank you. My favorite game of all time is definitely Super Mario RPG for Super Nintendo. I don't know if you guys have ever played Super Mario RPG.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah.
It's the best game ever.
It's fantastic. It's a really, really good, solid game.
It's like Final Fantasy, but like Mario's got hit points, and then you got Princess Toadstool?
Yeah, I mean, you can call her that. Peach.
Princess Peach.
Princess Peach and that's Toadstool's Toadstool.
Yeah, but she's Princess Peach of the Toadstool Kingdom. So she's also referred to as Princess Toadstool sometimes.
Interesting.
Within the lore of Mario. I'm super, super versed in the lore of Mario. It's just ugly. I've watched hundreds of hours of YouTube videos.
Right, right. Yeah, Princess Peach is the princess of the Toadstool Kingdom. What's your favorite game?
My favorite game ever?
Yeah.
Like, just all games, period, all the way. Man, that's impossible to answer. I mean, there's just, like, 900,000 different
just
types of games.
Just pick a damn game, Bob!
I'm just saying, man. Okay, look, I love Soul Calibur 2. That's a fighting game. That's one of my favorite ones ever. My
what
other
system?
PlayStation 2, Xbox, 360, and the GameCube. Super Mario Sunshine is one of my most favorite ones also. Super Smash Bros. Melee, that's the greatest game ever. Period. Hands down, I'll literally fight you for it. I mean, you know, there's a lot of different fighting games, but then, like, we're talking about other classics like Legend of Zelda, or we're talking about other classics like Final Fantasy VII. It's impossible to answer this question.
I can tell. Mikey answered it. I answered it. You're seeming to have trouble.
Dante's Devil May Cry, 1 through 7. Cut it off.
Should we redo the whole thing?
No. No.
He said no. All right, listen.
Final Fantasy is definitely one of those classic games. I would agree with you. It is hard to figure out which game you would like to do depending on what system you got. Gotta agree with you, Mr. Bob.
You're gonna have Mikey's got some work.
Try to transition it for a cut there.
That's all right.
Nah, that's gonna have to be that one. They're both gonna have to be.
All right, we got 27 minutes.
27 minutes of what?
Are we 27 minutes in?
29:33.
Okay, fine.
And then I think we were like 24 when
right,
you
so we'll just
when
go
you
over.
Dropped the ball. 28 when he dropped the ball. Schmitty, you have a curse word you'd like to say?
No.
What about a racial slur?
That's not,
I leave that to Mikey.
Would you like to threaten anybody physically?
Not yet.
I think this room is crowded enough to where if you scream fire. Go ahead and scream fire. Let me see what it sounds like.
Fire.
Oh, man, you got no scream, bro.
Fire!
What was your...
Jeez.
Dude, we're professionals. I promise you guys, we're professionals. We've been doing this, Bob, we've been doing this for over 2 years.
Over 2 years.
Fly, you've been with us 18 months or something like that?
14.
14. Schmitty, you've been here, what, a year?
Something like that.
We're professionals, consummate professionals. I promise you that we will not have to use the delay to go and snip little things out of this because we are so good. And that one was at 30-30, by the way. So just so you know that, 30-30. Mark them all down. All right. Well, that was actually cathartic.
A little bit.
I almost want to go off. But I won't do it. Yo, you guys know what we do here on this show sometimes, right? Every time, actually. We play games. We do play games.
Don't do it, Bosh. Don't do it, bro.
We play a lot of good games.
I'm going to do it. I want to do it. Stop. Can't curse. I just want... All right, I got it out. I had to get that out, man. It was bugging me. All right, so what we do is we do play games, and we do... This is a music show, man, because it's not a music show, but it's a music station. This is where local music lives. This is... I don't even know if they want me to identify this station right now. Probably not. This is a great station for local music, but what we're going to do here is we play something called According to a Song Lyric on the Mosh Gelatin Show. Now, what it is how you play is I will ask you a question, and the answer will be in the lyric of a song. For instance... If I ask you, what's Jenny's number?
867-5309.
And you'd hear this, and you'd get the points. But if I ask you, what's Jenny's number?
727-777-7777.
That's the sound you'll hear. Does everybody know how to play, and are you guys ready?
Yeah!
I said, are you guys ready?
Yeah!
All right. This is trivia time according to a song lyric. We got Schmitty, Mikey, Flan, Beatbox Bob, and here goes the first song. You guys can go immediately whenever you guys are ready. According to a song lyric, what can't I get?
I can't get satisfaction.
No satisfaction. Mm. No satisfaction.
Mikey got you. It's no satisfaction.
You did.
Very nice. I tried to trick y'all in the beginning. I got Bobby. I didn't get Mikey Flan, even though Bobby knew what it was. Slightly quicker, didn't get the exact thing. According to a song lyric, Mikey Flaw's got 1 point, very rare. What do you build in the sky?
Castles.
Oh, Schmitty and Mikey Flaw at the same time. You do build castles in the sky. That is Ian Van Dahl. Great song. Okay, you guys are doing great here. Getting them quick. These are the easy ones. Getting the easy ones out of the way. According to a song lyric right here on the Mosh Gelatin Show, Sunshine 96.7. I'm just a notch in your bedpost, but what are you?
And another light in the storm?
Nope.
Same flavor.
I'm just a notch in your bedpost.
That's the song.
We're going down, down.
I'm just a notch in your bedpost, but you're just the...
What is that? Light in a storm. That's not it.
Oh, man. Nobody knows?
No.
Just a notch in your bedpost, but you're just a... Man.
I'm just a notch in your bedpost, but you're just a line in a song.
Line in a song.
Come on, Bobby. Come on, Bobby. That was all you.
I thought it was light in a storm. I'd never read the lyrics before, and the guy like basically doesn't pronounce 90% of the words.
I'm just a notch in your bedpost, but you're just a light in a storm.
Yeah.
That's totally not it.
No, but still, you know.
All right, very well. It's okay.
I don't even know what he's saying half the song.
For the first time ever, Beatbox Bob is scoreless. Flaw's got two, and Schmitty's got one. We're rocking, we're rolling. This is according to a song lyric right here in the Mosh Gelatin Show. According to a song lyric, what do I rally around the family with?
A pocket full of shells.
A pocket full of shells. Beatbox Bob flies onto the scene.
Nailed it.
With Bulls on Parade by Rage Against the Machine. According to a song lyric, moving along, what do I see you running through?
I see you running through
a glass window. Glass door.
No.
That open door.
That open door!
I believe I can fly.
I see you running through that open door. I believe I can fly.
I can fly.
Gosh, it makes me want to
sing. I believe I can fly.
Oh, we're all sitting here just ready to go. Everybody on the count of three. One, two, three.
I believe I can fly.
Woo.
I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away.
Yeah, that's a banger. We really love that. According to a song lyric, who got that point?
Me.
How many do you have?
Two.
That's what I thought. I don't have two here. Now I do. According to a song lyric, what do I see you running through? That's the open door, so we're going to do a different one. According to a song lyric, where couldn't I look when you were here before?
I couldn't look.
In your eyes.
Oh! When you were here before.
Yeah.
I couldn't look you in the eyes. You're off by like a syllable, kind of, but I'm going to give you credit for that. So it's tied across the board. Schmitty's got two. Mikey Flaw's got two. Beatbox Bob has two. And Mikey Flaw looks like he's either passed out or he's got a colostomy bag that he needs to change. I don't know what's going on over there. According to a song lyric.
This gets worse and worse, okay. Man.
Everything I've said, I can say.
Rude.
Okay.
Except for that blatant one. According to a song lyric, what did we so proudly hail at?
The Rockets' red glare.
Yeah, that's it.
No, it's not.
What?
No.
According to a song lyric, what did we so proudly hail at?
The flag was still there?
Nope.
I'll say, can that star-spangled banner yet wave?
You better run the whole thing. What did we so proudly hail? So proudly we hail.
That our flag
at the twilight.
At the twilight's last gleaming.
That's it.
Speed up. I got to give you both points.
Last gleaming.
Last
when
gleaming.
Bob jumped in there and you could have had it, bro. You could have had it.
It's all right.
Now I got to give him, Bob, a point on that, too. He came up. You started
first.
He
finished it, yeah. I gotten points off that way before, so.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, okay. We're rocking. Three for Beatbox Bob, three for Schmitty, two for Mikey Flaw. According to a song lyric, what am I going to tell you like Wu told me?
I'm going to tell you.
What am I going to tell you like Wu told me? According to a song lyric.
Like Wu told me.
Hip hop.
Well, yeah.
What am I going to tell you like Wu told me?
Cash rules everything around me.
Cash rules everything around me.
Dollar bill, money.
Dollar bills, yo.
Very nice. Beatbox Bob starts off with zero, flies ahead of the pack with four. Schmitty's got three, and Mikey Fly's got two, and we are professionals. According to a song lyric, who is it the return of?
The king?
Nope. According to a song lyric, who is it the return of? Hip-hop.
Oh, S-N-O-O-P-D-O-G-G?
It's the return.
Nope.
It's the return.
Notorious B-I-G?
Snoop D-O-G-G?
Nope.
Oh, it's Return of the Mac.
Return of the Mac! It is the Return of the Mac, Beatbox Bob.
Oh, my God!
Flying past everybody. Bob's got five. Schmitty's got three. Flaw's got two. It's still anybody's game. According to a song lyric. What type of jeans did Shouty have on?
Apple bottom jeans!
Yeah. Firing off.
She was a centaur. She had apple bottom jeans and the baggy sweatpants. So she had two pairs of pants, two pairs of shoes.
Boots with the fur.
She's a centaur. Centaurs, by the way, technically insects.
Insects?
Yeah. Because, you know, they have two distinct parts of their abdomen and they have six legs.
That's insane, bro.
Yeah.
According to a song lyric, this one is worth 20 points. So the last question is worth 20 points. We're professionals. According to a song lyric, what did I write on this page? According to a song lyric, what were her finger and thumb in the shape of?
An L on her forehead.
Beatbox Bob is the winner!
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Beatbox Bob wins trivia time. Very nice. You started off a little bit slow. You came in and you zipped right past them, man. And I've never seen somebody win by this much. Schmitty's got three. Mikey Flaw's got two. Beatbox Bob's got 26 points.
He made us feel good in the beginning, sat back, relaxed, and then came in. Whoosh.
Feel good.
Bum, bum, bam.
Yo, that was very good. Beatbox Bob does win. We are professionals. Great job, man.
Hey, thanks.
Seems like those were all easy, man, was it?
Yeah, it was pretty simple, you know, kind of, you know, pretty easy. No? Yeah.
Seemed like it in the beginning.
Yeah, he stacked them.
Well, I like it. I like you guys because now it's not like a, it's not really more of a thought thing. It's like who's going to get it first real quick and talk.
Yeah, I like it.
So I don't like to make this one too hard. I like y'all to just run. We're professionals. And I like to just get y'all to, we're, you know, we're professionals.
Right. We're professionals.
So keep your chin up. We need two. Don't you want 2 hours of this stuff, bro?
Weeby gets down.
Everybody wants 2 hours of this stuff.
We want 4 hours, but we'll take two.
We'll take two, babe. All right. How about let's pull the guitar out. Let's see what the hell happens with the guitar. Who knows, man? Anything can happen. Let me grab this.
Yeah, he's grabbing the guitar. First, he's grabbing the pick, and then he's actually grabbing the instrument and getting himself all settled in into the chair, adjusting the microphone, and now he's saying words.
I'm here. That was Play-by-Play by Beatbox Bob. You can find him at beat_box_bob anywhere if you want a play-by-play of anything. We're professionals. Now, we're going to freestyle a song. This is the best show we've done. This is by far the best show we've done. Oh, man, we're professionals. Okay, listen. I had to get it out. So, the song, Mikey Foy, what are myself, Beatbox Bob, and Schmitty going to sing about here?
I don't know, man.
It's a 1 hour show.
Professionals, bro. We're professionals. Mikey's a Okay, so let me just set the scene. Hold on, Mikey Foy. Let me set the scene. We're on an FM show right now. I got a guitar in my hand. We've already done the best show we've ever done. It's crazy. And then I ask Mikey Foy, as a radio personality, I say, hey, Mikey Foy, give me a what topic should we freestyle a song about? And without missing a beat, actually, he missed 4 or 5 beats. And then he comes in and says, I have no idea. Professional.
You know, usually I haven't been coming up with good ones, so I wanted to think of a good one, and I didn't.
How about professional horse terrifying?
I like professional horse terrifying. No,
what is that?
Mike, I want you to come up with something great, bro.
Yeah, I do too.
Stop being a bitch.
I do too. I don't want to be a bitch.
All right, the song is about Mikey Foy not wanting to be a bitch, although he is a bitch. You guys ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
All right, let's do it. I'm gonna freestyle. Let me get some chords here. We'll do something like put my microphone down by the guitar so you can hear this. We're professionals. Nah, I'm gonna do this beat right here. No, that's not the right one. We'll do this one. Yeah.
I don't want to be a bitch, but I am.
Oh, no, oh, no. I don't wanna look in the mirror, but here I am.
And we are so professional, that's why it's screeching through your speakers. I don't wanna be a bitch, but my name is Mikey Foy, and I kind of am.
A big old bitch.
Ooh.
Big old bitch.
He's a big old bitch. Mikey's the softest guy I've ever came across. I don't want to be a bitch anymore, even though I am.
I don't wanna look in the mirror here anymore.
So I went over to Mikey's house and I said, Mikey, why are you so soft? And he looked at me in the eyes and said that
I'm a bitch. I've always been a bitch and we're professional.
Somehow, this is the best and worst show we've ever done. That's the best song we've ever done by a large margin.
I agree. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Good. Thank you, Mike.
Really
we love you.
At the expense of Mikey Foy. It wouldn't even be any nothing on the show would be good if it wasn't at the expense of Mikey Foy. So
apparently,
we appreciate it.
We love you, Mikey.
And whatever.
Yo, what is happening? What is that? Sunshine 96.7 FM, Radio St. Pete. Call us up. You can't because we don't have the phone lines open right now. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. You know how some people, they start off, they're rookies, right? But then they don't really get paid for what they're doing, and they're amateurs. We're professionals.
Right.
Professionals, man.
Professionals.
Yeah, bro. Is it hot in here?
Very.
I'm sweating.
I'm like literally going to sweat you a sweater made out of sweat.
We both have a hoodie and a jacket. Like
I'm also wearing shorts.
What's this? What is this? What do you call that then? If that's not crosstalk or one-on-one, what was that? What is that?
That was crosstalk and one.
I just called that one out.
You guys are sitting here questioning yourself on why you're a little hot. Both of you are sitting there with jackets on.
Yeah, we got sweaters on. Yeah,
so take them off.
We're professionals, bro. We ain't taking off our sweaters, bro. You're over here in a white shirt. Mikey Fly's over here. I'm not going to sit here naked like Mikey Fly. You got a white shirt on.
Not complaining about how hot it is in here either.
Bob, take care of my light work, man.
All I'm saying is that you're wearing bright yellow pants and a white t-shirt with nothing on it and then bright white shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty good, actually.
Pretty fly.
Sounds pretty good, actually.
It sounds to me like the, what's that guy, the man in yellow from Curious George just took off his coat, bro. Like,
well, wasn't his coat the yellow?
The coat was the yellow, yeah, but he was also wearing yellow pants with his yellow coat. And he took off the coat.
When he was relaxing.
Yeah, you look like him naked right now.
He sounded pretty comfortable.
You're wearing underwear.
I'm not.
Effectively, those are pajamas.
Yo, we should write a song for children called Cuck the Magic Dragon, bro.
No.
I could say cuck.
You can.
That's fine.
Yeah, you can say cuck.
In today's society, it'd probably be a number one seller.
The cucking?
Cuck the Magic Dragon.
Lived by the three. How does that song go?
I don't know.
Magic Dragon.
Lived by the sea.
And then what's the next line?
Something with the autumn mist and from a land from Hanalei. Pretty sure.
Bro, are you having a seizure right now, man?
Isn't that what it is?
Puff land the magic from dragon, yeah. Lived by the sea, and on a down penis. I don't know it, man. I don't know the song. You guys remember the book? Wow, that was really, really loud. You guys remember the book? We're professionals. You guys remember the book Tiki Tiki Tembo?
No.
I remember the title, but I don't remember the book.
I remember Ricky Tikki Tavi.
Oh.
Yeah? Tell me about Ricky Tikki Tavi, Bob.
It was a weasel that got tricked by a snake, and then he ended up eating the snake. There was a walrus involved in that situation.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus, man.
Live with it.
I will. I will live with it. This is Well-Known Famous Celebrity, where you have to guess, and this is musician, whatever, it's a game where you got to guess who it is. They're famous people. We're professionals. The famous people, you got to figure out who the hell they are. You can ask me yes or no questions. I will give you the answer. You know, this is a good game. You're going to love it. This is called Well-Known Famous Celebrity, Musician Edition, Dead. Or alive. Now, how this game works is because we do games, because it's bits, because we're professionals, it's a radio show, so we're going to do a damn game, right? It's going to be cool. Can you guys participate? Hell no, you can't participate because we don't have the phone lines open. But what you can do is you can think, bring your people around the radio, have them all come around, and then you guys play the game yourself. I guarantee you we're going to get it before you guys. You're never going to have a chance to answer this. But I promise you it's going to be so entertaining because you're hearing this from a professional. How the game works is you guys just have to ask me yes or no questions about and try to find out who this well-known famous celebrity is. And they are either dead or alive. And this is musician edition, so they will have something to do with music. Does everybody understand how this game is played?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. So, without further ado, as I reach down for my pad, this well-known famous celebrity is a female.
Is she in a band? A group?
No, not a group.
She live?
She is alive.
Currently making music?
Maybe. No hits, I don't believe at all. Probably, maybe not even making music.
Was she an individual or was she in a band?
She was an individual. I mean, was she in a band? I mean, she played with people, but it's her name.
Pop. Just her.
She did a lot of pop, yeah.
Miley Cyrus.
It's not Miley Cyrus.
Mariah Carey.
It is not Mariah Carey.
She white?
Yes. More of a beige tan.
Beige tan.
You mean like she was in a tanning bed?
Jessica Simpson.
No and no.
Does she have blonde hair? Traditionally?
I believe so.
Blonde hair, tan.
Britney Spears.
Not Britney Spears.
Christina Aguilera.
Just guess, guys. Don't even ask yes or no. Just guess.
She's hip-hop. She's white. She's tan.
Who said hip-hop?
She's done movies. She's in regular pop.
Oh, pop.
Pop. Yeah, she's done movies.
I'm sure she's done some movies, yeah.
Does her music cross over to country?
Not nothing that I heard. I haven't heard any of that.
Does she have a lot of well-known covers that other people do of her music?
Not a lot. I know one dude that did a cover of one of her big songs.
Was she
popular in the 90s?
That's what I was pretty much. I was going to go with the 80s.
She was popular in both.
Is it Madonna?
Madonna.
It is Madonna.
That's what I was getting at.
It is definitely Madonna. Madonna was the first well-known famous celebrity. Very good, gentlemen. You guys are rocking. You guys are rolling. According to what I'm going to ask you, this well-known famous celebrity musician edition Dead or Alive is... Man.
Is he alive?
He is alive.
Hip-hop?
It is hip-hop.
Is he 50 or older?
I believe so, yeah.
Is it Ice Cube?
It's not.
Is he currently making music?
Nothing that we would know. I'm sure he's probably doing something. I'm probably not releasing nothing.
Is he a solo act?
Yes.
Is he now in prison?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Is he white?
No, he's not.
Okay. Is he from Louisiana?
He might be, but I don't know where exactly he's from.
So it's not Lil Wayne?
No.
Was he making music in the 90s?
Probably. You would probably most know this guy from early 2000s, couple hits.
Couple hits, not a lot of hits, just a few hits.
Yeah, just a couple of decent hits. Not they didn't chart one or number one or anything, that to my knowledge.
Any R&B songs?
No.
It's all rap?
Yeah.
Like just straight rap mostly?
It's all pretty much rap.
Was he fast?
No.
Very slow.
Slow rapper? Is it Paul Wall?
No. Slower. He's a slower. Everything I know is pretty much slow from this guy.
Slow rapper. Is he known to be a great rapper?
No.
Okay. And he is alive. He's just pushing 50.
Would you consider him to be a one-hit wonder?
Maybe a two, maybe one. Yeah, something like that.
Even though he was a solo artist, was he affiliated with a big group of people?
No.
Did he do a lot of collaboration work with other artists?
No.
So you just had one, two rap hits that are just hard rap.
I don't know about hard rap. I wouldn't say hard rap.
But he's slow.
Is it Shaggy?
It's not Shaggy.
Okay.
Was his most popular song in the early 2000s?
I believe it was, yeah.
Is it? It's not Rick Ross.
Not that famous.
Not that famous. DJ Manny Fresh?
Nope.
Did he also act?
Nah, not that I'm aware of. You guys got about 60 seconds.
Okay.
Is he a producer?
Not noted. I'm sure he produces some beats.
Was his song all over the place everywhere for a long period of time?
Yeah, this will get you there, probably.
Nelly?
No.
So his song was all over, everywhere, all the time. He was in a lot of commercials and stuff with his music. Just the music specifically, not him?
Nah, that song wasn't for...
Not for commercial use?
The theme of the song was not for commercials.
Okay, but you heard the song all over the place. Okay. It was very, very, very popular then for a short period of time. Okay.
We all know the lyrics in here. Mikey might even know the lyrics.
Is it 95 South?
No.
No, it's.
I don't know who the guy is with that.
Is his music more of smoking style music?
Yes, it is.
It's more smoking.
Is it Afro Man?
Yes, it is Afro Man.
It is Afro, man. Professionals. Schmitty got it.
Good work.
All right, we don't got much time. We got one more left. This well-known famous celebrity is a female.
Is she alive?
I'm assuming she's a female. It's not a sumo gender. She is alive.
Was she with a group?
No.
Rock?
No.
Does she play instruments or an instrument?
She's more known for the vocal work. If she plays instruments, I don't know.
Is she white?
Yes.
Is she currently making music?
She may be, but again, nothing we're noting.
Has she done features with rappers in her songs?
No.
Was she popular in the 90s?
No.
Was she popular in the early 2000s?
I don't think it was early 2000s.
You think it was 2010?
I would guess around there, maybe a little bit after that.
Like an Adele.
It is Adele! And that was well-known famous celebrity. Schmitty jumps up, grabs Adele. He's a professional. He knew how to get that. This is what you do. You got to ask me yes or no questions. You got to figure out who the well-known famous celebrity is. And they could be dead or alive. And this is Musician Edition. So you keep asking me the questions. I give you the answers. This is the Mosh Gelatin Show. And you have just got done watching us play well-known famous celebrity Musician Edition dead. Or alive. Well, anybody want to add anything?
You just mentioned Adele. We mentioned Sam Smith earlier as a throwaway gag. There's a thing online going around. You heard about this? That Sam Smith is actually just Adele slowed down.
No.
Same as like Nicki Minaj is actually just Jay-Z sped up.
That I've heard, and I've heard it, the sound, and it's very weird.
Yeah, I'm telling you, there's a lot of stuff like that out there. I think that there's some hokey stuff going on somewhere.
You think it's some wonky stuff?
Maybe. It could be. I just wanted to draw attention to that. I think that Sam Smith is probably recording some good stuff or whatever, but it's just Adele slowdown.
Sam Smith, are you a fan of Sam Smith?
It's just some good music.
I think he's cute.
Yeah, it looks like Zach Galifianakis.
I mean, Sam Smith.
You know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean.
Bro, have you seen what that dude looks like?
Yeah, he looks like Zach Galifianakis.
He looks like... Oh,
a leotard.
How can I say this nicely? Sam Smith looks completely terrible for a human being.
Yeah.
I had to clean that up because I didn't want to just go off on him, bro. Professional. You know what I'm saying? Sam Smith. That's the first time I heard him was from the Grammys where he did that Nas X style Unholy. I actually went and listened to the song afterwards, and maybe I'm just a bad dude, but I actually didn't think the song was bad.
I like the song.
I kind of like the song.
I like the song a lot. It's really good.
I've never seen the guy in my life. I really can't even tell you what song he sings, so...
Did you see his Grammy performance where everyone song's called Unholy? And
I did not, because then that would mean that I actually seen him before, and I just stated that I've never seen this guy in my life.
Is that so?
Seems so.
You want to correct me on anything else? How does my hair look, bro? My hair look good?
Yeah, it looks all right.
Well, I said it did before. Were you paying attention?
No.
You look like Mikey Flaw right now, bro. Don't do this.
That's
to
the goal.
That's the goal?
Yeah.
And does anybody even know the Afro Man songs?
Yeah. Because I got high. And what's that one called?
The Tranquil?
No, the other one. East Palmdale.
Code 45.
Code 45. Two zigzags.
Baby, that's all we need. Hey, what time we got to rock this out, Mikey, exactly? Is it got to be exactly an hour, right?
No, you should probably go longer.
Should go a little longer than an hour? A
little bit.
All right. What do you mean by a little bit longer than an hour?
It's 7 minutes.
7 minutes longer than an hour? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we had that big part in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, you're just going to cut out the word.
So we're going to have to cut this
out. It's about to go right to air. We don't got time to re-listen this whole thing, bro. You got to cut out the word. No, yeah. You're just going to cut out the word.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? 7 minutes, talking about 7 minutes. Listen, tomorrow night, you can catch us on the Mosh Gelatin Show, and that's every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. But yeah, I don't know if can I say that? I don't even think I could say that. Anyways, disregard what I just said. We're professionals over here. Every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to midnight, you can catch the Mosh Gelatin Show right here on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where we be getting down. And, you know, every once in a while, you know, Mikey Flom may drop a racial slur, or Beatbox Bob may say one of the top seven worst curse words, or I may do it on purpose, and Schmitty may try to emulate Mikey Flom. You never know what's going to happen here. You don't know, and that's what the best part about tuning into the Mosh Gelatin Show is. So, like I said, if you guys aren't back, and next week, there's going to be rap battles. I'm telling you, there's going to be rap battles, and you guys are going to love it. And if you don't love it, we don't even care about you. We don't care about anything about you. This has been the Mosh Gelatin Show. We will see you guys Tuesday night. We love you. I'm joking. 11 p.m. to midnight every Tuesday night.
From the frozen tundra of Tampa Bay, who the hell writes this crap? You've got the Mosh Gelatin Show. From Tampa Bay to the world.
Exactly. If you cut out that all that stuff, the show sucks.